Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. People I want to surround myself with, all high performers I know, they have an identity and a need inside. They have necessity for whatever they're contributing to. They want to contribute to it with excellence. They want to do a great job. They want to see it be like awesome. And when it's not awesome, they're like, ugh. And they go home and they feel bad they didn't make it awesome. If you have employees or team who go home, they have a bad day at work, they don't contribute, they don't get it done, the project falls apart. If they go home and they don't be like, ugh, that sucks. I wish it could have gone better. We could have done this. And if they don't have any emotion to it, that's not the team you want. You want to have a team that has vested interest where they go home and they're like, man, I'm bummed that didn't go better, right? That's important. For us, love for the students. Our company, we don't call them customers. We rarely call them clients. We call them students because you're all here learning with us. I consider myself a student. And if our people don't love our students, that's not gonna go well, because that's a mission of our company. You wanna hire people who actually love the customers or clients that you serve every day, right? Do they love those people? If they don't love your customer or your client, that's not someone who should be on your team. We look for the role model mentality. We look to hire people who we can see having the ability to one day manage us. Like when I have my team interview other people, I go, could you see that person managing you one day? Maybe not managing you as your career, but managing you on a project. Could they be the lead on a project for you one day? And if you don't get that vibe that they could lead you, then that's not the person for us. We want people who can lead and take a step up on different projects with us. So when you're hiring, hire people who are above you. Hire people who can lead you, who can manage you. And that will do an awesome service to your company. We look for people who have a passion to take initiative, add new value. We look for people who have a spirit of collaboration. You know what the spirit of collaboration always ends up being? It's two things. Number one, spirit of collaboration is enthusiasm. Do they have enthusiasm for the job, for the gig, for what they're doing? Does that enthusiasm show through? Like, I always hire for enthusiasm. But then two, collaboration requires openness. It requires openness to new ideas, to new people. And that openness, when people have openness, they have a different way of receiving and giving feedback. They're more in the learning mode. And so we're looking for that. And then finally, we look for heart. We look for people who you can just tell from their demeanor, their character, that they care for other people. Because that's everything with your team. One of the things that we get asked all the time is, how long are your interviews? What are your formats for your interviews? I'll be honest, it depends on the company that I'm hiring with or for. I'll tell you, in most of what we do across the brands that I serve or the companies that I advise, you need a 30, 45 minute interview tops. Like, interviews should be quick, because you should know what you're asking for. By the time they get in the door, your HR company or the staffing company you're working with, they should have already done the preliminary work to see, like, when they come in the door, they're already qualified. Like, at a technical level or an interest level, like, they should already, or a project management level, you see their library of work before, like, it should be obvious that they could do the job or they have interest in the job. So by the time they get in the room, you're not really qualifying their intelligence or their skill sets or their personalities, because frankly, you could assess all that before they get in by looking at their resume, by looking at their library of work in the past, by giving personality assessments in advance if you want to do that kind of thing. Some of our companies, we give personality assessment in advance. Some of them aren't, we don't. So it's up to you. So you have to imagine by the time they get in the room, the whole point, by the time they're in the room, is that's a few questions to really gauge them on the things that are most important to you. Questions like, what attracted you to wanting to work with us? Like, what about our company or this role made you passionate about it? Tell me about a time that you set a difficult goal and you hit it. Tell me about a time that you were on a project or had a goal and it totally failed. How did you handle that? That gets to the points I made earlier. Who do you admire the most and why? I love that question because you'll start to see people's heart come out in an interview. Who do you admire? Why do you admire them? But also, who do you want to be a hero to, or who do you want to admire you? Which is a really great question because it gets people really thinking about how they live their life and for whom, and it gets to a more personal level often in interviews. What do you think would make you successful here? That kind of checks, have they paid attention to the company? Do they know what they're applying to? Do they know what your culture is like? Do they have any? Have they done their homework? Let's see, have you seen our website or what we do in the marketplace? Do you have any advice that we could already be better? Like where could we improve what we do? What do you know about us? What could we do better? Give us some advice to see if they're actually paying attention. What project would you consider your most significant career accomplishment? I just like to say, what's a project you've done that you're really proud of? That was really the most important thing. And you hear and get to see their passion and their enthusiasm and the sense of fulfillment that they might have. We also like to say, why would you like to be part of this team? Like, what is it about this place? These types of questions, they're not the end-all be-all questions. You could go pick up any, you know, book on interviewing at your local bookstore and see, and yes, please go to your local bookstore, and see like hundreds and hundreds of questions. You have to know what are the questions important to you. And that's it. That's it. And if you ask the right questions and you get the right vibe, then it's like, okay, because by the time they come in the door, they can probably do the job. Now in the interview, it's all about those things of, can you see the passion, feel the heart, feel the fulfillment, see that they're a good person, see that they have enthusiasm about it, see that they're ready and they're hungry to do the work, see that they're confident in it. We did, you know, we've done interviews in the past with some of our companies. The persons we interviewed, they lacked, like they didn't really want to be there, or they didn't seem like they would be good fit for a team. They were more of like the individual contributor and they were smart, but you couldn't see that they would be like willing to work with people. And you're not trying to hire all the same type of person, but you, or same type of skill set, but you are, as a leader, and you should write this down, you're not trying to hire the same IQ or personality, but you are trying to hire the same kind of heart. You're trying to hire somebody who has enthusiasm for their day, for their work, the kind of heart that wants to do excellent work, the kind of heart that wants to get to work, the kind of heart that cares about other people. So I was saying, when you're building a culture, you're not building a culture based on skill set, you're building a culture based on heart set. Like, are these people who care enough about each other and have high enthusiasm in their life and for the role? And if you get that right, you're going to create some kind of magic. And people won't know the magic. They won't know you thought through all of this. But all of a sudden, they'll start seeing it right off the bat. They're like, oh, there's something special going on here. And it's because you hired for the heart set, not just the skill set. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to jump in the middle of this episode here real quick and tell you about something I'm really excited about and something that answers a question that many of you have for me all the time, which is, Brendan, where do you get this crazy focus and energy in your life? And the truth is, I've developed a supplement line that really helps me do that. And frankly, I needed to. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're trying to achieve big things, a lot of stress comes along. And as you're trying to achieve bigger things, you need to be on your A game more often. You need to be mentally sharp. You need to be mentally prepared. You need to be mentally energized and productive. And not once in a while, but like every day. You have to be on, and sometimes guzzling more coffee isn't gonna do it. You have to use what we call nootropics, which are, you know, basically supplements that help optimize your brain. And yes, we have a product for exactly that. It's called HPX Optimize, and it is our most popular product. And you can get it. It's back in stock at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com. HPX.com. You'll find HPX Optimize for your mental focus and energy there. You'll also find my favorite powdered energy drink that we created. It's 100% organic and vegan. And you'll find my essentials, which is my daily multi that I take that covers my energy, that covers my longevity, that covers my immunity, that covers my brain and body health that I absolutely love. And you will feel the difference. Go to HPXwellness.com right now. HPXwellness.com. Before you hire, or as part of your hiring or onboarding process, because now let's just assume that you've decided to hire and now you're going to bring people on, or before that, I want you to do step number three is name your values as things we do. Write that down. Name your values as things we do. What does that mean? Well, you know, the old days, like in the 80s and 90s, maybe you don't know the 80s and 90s. I don't know how old you are. But in the 80s and 90s, it was very big, like, put your values in words up on the walls all around your office. It was like integrity, as if any company didn't have that as a value. But let's integrity, right? Or you'd have another one over here of just like love, or like one singular word, you know, excellence. And it was all over the place. And then there was a, you know, a big poster with an eagle flying and a motivational quote from Les Brown or something, right? You remember those? Like, that was really exciting times and people loved all that stuff. And that's all really good. But the issue with it is people don't own it and live it, because you're not naming those things as things that we do versus just cold words on a wall. And so you have to take all of your values and say, what do we do here that makes us unique or good? And so, like, if you have values in your mind that you want all your people to have, write all those values down as a list, but then write them in a way that really defines what those values are as things that you do. So for example, when I share with my team, when I'm onboarding, I share these four things. I say, okay, these are what make us unique and special. This is what we do here as a culture. So I say, this is what we do as a culture versus just a word or a value. Let me give you an example. Like, first one, we challenge ourselves. That embodies almost everything that is important to me in this brand, in this business. We challenge ourselves. That's something that we do, right? We challenge ourselves. And so when people turn something in, did you challenge yourself on that? Okay, did you set a larger goal? Are you going for a stretch goal? Are you trying hard things? Did you challenge yourself with what you're submitting here, right? We want to always challenge ourselves to develop deeper skills, better abilities, better ways to contribute. So we challenge ourselves here. We're going to push. And that also allows an understanding, like, we're going to challenge you, because it's not challenge yourself. It's we challenge ourselves. I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to challenge you. You're going to challenge you. You're going to challenge you. You're going to challenge me. Like, setting the context that challenge is part of this thing. This, we challenge ourselves. And that's the expectation. And that, for me, embodies tons of principles, tons of philosophies. That's like embodies hard work and excellence. That embodies the openness to feedback. That embodies the willingness to push beyond our comfort zone. Embodies so many concepts. We challenge ourselves. Now, you need to make a list like this. I don't want you all to just go and, you know, use mine. I want you to be like, what's important to you? What do we do here? The second one for us is we take care of each other. That's a huge one. I've been in, you know, other companies where they say, we treat each other like family, or, you know, we care for each other like family. Whatever it is, it's like we just say, we take care of each other. And that embodies that we're attentive. We're present with each other. We know each other's story. We know what's going on in each other's lives. We're here for you. If something sucks and you need a shoulder to cry on or somebody to help you with your work, like, we care about each other is important. We take care of each other. We take care of each other like family. We take care of each other like we're all in this together. And that embodies openness. That embodies the willingness for feedback. That embodies the support. That embodies compassion and empathy and kindness. I don't have to put empathy on a friggin' billboard in the office. I go, we take care of each other. And that embodies that word. Does that make sense? That's what I'm saying to you. Like, write it out as we do these things. Like, that's what I'm saying. Name your values as things we do. Instead of pushing the values, say, this is what we do here. We take care of each other. And that one phrase embodies it, so that if someone ever screws up here, I go, hey, look, we take care of each other. You're being to this person, knock it off. It's not living up to value. I don't have to go, well, you know, we have this value called empathy, and I noticed in your last meeting you were kind of abrupt with somebody. Like, you know, like, that's not, no. It's like, hey, we take care of each other. Remember? Do you agree? Do you feel like you were taking care of her there? No, you weren't. And it gives you a different language to be real and human with. Number three, we love on our students. It's everything. Like, we love our students. We want to, it's like if I see an email and it's short and abrupt to our student, I'm like, that's not how we do this. We love our students. We take the time to write a little bit of a longer email. We're thoughtful about them. We care about them. We're compassionate with them. I don't have to say all those things. We just say, we love our students. Does that demonstrate that you are willing to go the extra mile for them because you love them? Because listen, our students, they not only perpetuate our mission, they're not only our purpose, they pay the bills. So take care of these people. They got family, they got responsibilities. Do a good job for them, love on them, because you know what? They got hard days just like you got hard days. So have compassion for them and show that. And fourth thing we do in terms of naming our values is things we do, and you could have a whole list of this, it's just ours, is we bring the joy. We create a positive atmosphere, a positive community. We want that enthusiasm and that joy and that positivity because everybody has had the opposite. And when you have the opposite, it sucks, right? We've all worked for a negative leader. We've all been in a negative environment. We've all been in that place where you're just doing tasks and you're like, God, this job sucks because there wasn't a spirit that was imbued there. And you've all heard me say, you know, the power plant doesn't have energy. It generates energy. I don't believe we just have joy spontaneously, though it can happen. I think we're responsible for bringing the joy in our life. We have to bring the joy into our workplace. You're not always going to have tasks that make you feel perfect and bright and fulfilled. So you know what? It's about how you carry that load. It's about your attitude to the activities. It's about your understanding of how things all fit together to make the big difference. These are concepts that you share when we say bring the joy. It's like bring joy into your work, even if the work is unloading the dishwasher. Bring joy into the work, even if the work is as simple as like answering 50 emails. Bring joy into the work, even if you've made your 50th quote card for the week. Like, it's like you have to put the meaning into your work if you're going to be world class and not hope for the meaning to come out of every activity and task, right? It's so important. It's like Muhammad Ali said, he hated every single workout at some point. He hated them, but he knew he had to do them to be excellent, right? It's easy not to, you know, enjoy everything that you do, so you have to bring the joy to that thing. So this is what I meant by name your values. So maybe you and your partner, your spouse, your team sit down and go, okay, what are the values here? And let's operationalize them with phrases versus words. And phrases that mean something to us, that make us unique. Like, those make us unique. At High Performance Institute, that's like, what makes us unique? It's like, oh, we challenge ourselves and we take care of each other because we want to be high performing and we love our students because we're very mission driven to what we're doing. And our positive energy really exudes here, so we bring the joy. And it's like, that's for me what makes us unique. You might have different things for your company, but if you're trying to hire and you can't explain that stuff, then you're just another person hiring like a soulless corporate HR person that we all fear. And I really think that's important because I see that and so many times and it's important because after you have hired your fifth person or your 10th person, you know how it can get. You can be like, okay, you kind of go through the motions and you don't feel it anymore unless you do these things. Like, because I do these things, I feel the hiring process and my sense of team and spirit in a different way than if it was just like, here's the employee handbook, here you go, go down the list. It's like, you have to have, it's different. What are you creating? What kind of workplace do you want to come into? And you got to name those things if you want to claim those things. Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because, believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community. So be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online,
now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight. Because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.